go. To the Lord. Needing a friend to save me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? Thank you, Lord, for being there. I come to you this afternoon giving honor to Almighty God, who's certainly the head of my life, me and mine. Honoring my pulpit associates who serve so well. Reverend McMillan and Reverend Riley. My lovely wife and the part of my church family that is here. It's an honor, a privilege, and as always an awesome responsibility to stand before you and profess the word of God. Sometimes more challenging than others. Let us go to God in prayer. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord, for your servant listens. Speak, Lord, for your people await a word. Speak, Lord, for I will have nothing to say, and they will hear nothing unless you come. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Heavenly Dove. And light on me right now, Lord, as I submit, as I give myself to thee, Lord, to be used any way you see fit. Yes. But speak a word, Lord. Give to me that word that you would have me give to your people on this day, in this place, Lord. Lord, we need to hear from you. We call on you because we know we can count on you.
Yes.
We call on you because you've never failed us yet. We call on you, Lord, because we know you will not fail us now. Come right now, Lord, and have your way.
Have your way.
In this place, on this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Try to get through part two. I'm not gonna promise that we'll get through it, or if we even get to it.
All right.
But we'll be coming from the book of Acts once again. That's where I was 2 weeks ago. And in between, Reverend Mack was she spoke last week, a wonderful message, I think, was God is good. And she came from Psalms, was it 34? 34. So I was in between these two messages that I'm trying to put together, which we may finish, as I said, or we may not. But if you look in your Bibles at Acts chapter 16, and I'm going to start at verse 6. In King James, it's recorded this way. Now when they had gone throughout Phrygia and the region of Galatia and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia, after they were come to Mysia, they essayed to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. And they, passing by Mysia, came down to Troas. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them. And I want to use as a topic this morning or this afternoon, do you know your place in his plan? And of course, that's part two. Do you know your place in his plan? For the little ones, when your aunt asks you, you tell them that question. You tell them, you say, do you know your place in his plan? Now remember that. That way you pass the test. Have you ever had questions about knowing what God's will is for your life? That seems to be a lifelong pursuit, trying to stay in the center of God's will and trying to trust God no matter what it looks like, no matter which way it goes, how it turns, but to trust God and to stay in the center of his will through it all. Some of the questions we covered, the first part was, you know, is this the place where God wants me to be? I think everybody's probably had that question. Is this what God is calling me to do? Is this where God wants me to go? What's the next step in my life? What should I do next? Am I really on track with where God's will would have me to be? So then the question was, how can we know God's plans for our lives? With this awesome God that we serve, the God that we try so hard to understand, sometimes to our own detriment, yes. We try so hard to bring God down to our level so that we can understand God, when what we should understand that we will never fully understand God. His mind is way above our mind, so much higher than ours. Aristotle, when he was pondering this God, and he didn't call it God, but he was pondering life, but he did correctly identify God as this unmoved mover. He said, I know one thing. He said, the rest of us are going pitter-pattering all up and down and don't know which way we're going, and we don't know what makes us turn. We don't know what makes the earth move around. We don't know what makes the sun set. We don't know what makes the moon come up and go down, but we do know that there is an unmoved mover that causes it all. How do we figure out God's plans for us? We looked at Jeremiah, and I think Reverend Mack covered it somewhere in Sunday school, that for I know the plans I have for you. That's what God says. I have plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. And from that we can know two things. If you're headed for destruction, you can know that you're not in God's plan.
That's right.
That's an easy one, because that's not what he has planned for you. And if you want to know God's plan, you've got to find God. In order to find God, you've got to constantly seek God. Because if you seek him with all your heart,
yes,
you'll find him. Is that what
yes.
he said?
Yes.
If you...
yes.
So how do we figure out God's plans for us? And when you try to look at God's plan, even the Bible, when it records it, it seems that some in the Bible understand God's plan and can hear from God better than others, or they got a different way of interpreting the message from God. Mm-hmm. And 2 weeks ago, I contrasted Paul with Job. Mm-hmm. And it seems in our scripture that Paul understands. Paul can hear from God. He's hearing what God is saying. He's getting clear direction from God. And whereas Job was not so clear. Job was didn't fully understand God's hand. And
yes.
if you remember Job, in Job 23 said, "Behold, I go forward, but he is not there." Anybody ever been there?
Yes,
sir. I thought I was going the way God told me to go, but it don't seem like he's there. And backwards, but I can't perceive him there. And on the left hand where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand,
uh-huh.
that I cannot see him.
Yeah.
Anybody up in there besides
oh,
me?
Yes. Oh, yes.
You just feel like you just, everywhere I go, whichever way I reach, I just can't quite get. So you say, well, is God still there? And, but Job says, but he knoweth the way that I take.
Uh-huh.
And that's
yes,
where you get your comfort in.
Yes, yes.
He said, and when he have tried me, when I've gone through those places when I
yes.
didn't know and all of those questions, when he's tried me and,
yes.
and I remain faithful going through all that, he said, then I shall come forth as pure gold.
Yes.
Yeah. Hallelujah. It's because, see, Job said, I don't fully understand God's plan, but he had confidence in God, and it never wavered.
Uh-huh.
Although he could not seem to find God, but Job could still testify that he knows the way that I take.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. So what should we do when we don't fully understand that you trust God's heart when you can't understand his plan?
All right.
When you can't understand where God is trying to take you, and you can't understand all of those things that somebody's trying to teach you, whether they know them or not, but they're trying to teach you something, and the things that you can't understand, when you can't understand, don't worry about it, just trust God's plans, trust his heart, knowing that God has your best interests.
Oh, yes, he does.
At heart.
Yes.
And if you can just trust God, because the simple things I know about God, I know that he'll never leave me,
uh-huh.
nor forsake me.
Ever
present help in time of need. So if I can just hold on
yes,
to those things, then it lasts. 2 weeks ago, in part one said, move a little closer to the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Some of the things we covered there were to walk with God. And we did a little of that this morning as well.
Yes, sir.
You have to learn to walk with God. It's not something that just happens.
Uh-huh.
You have to learn to walk with God. You need to develop a relationship with God, so that when you're all alone and nobody to talk to and no one to direct you, but you know you got a relationship
yes.
with God, and you know that He's always there. All you have to do, if you can't feel his presence, it probably means that you are out of place.
All right. Yes.
Trust in the Lord.
Trust.
With all your heart. And lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. Lean not on your own understanding. That's what we get in trouble at.
That's right.
We think we know some stuff. Don't let me read a book.
Yeah.
Whatever that subject matter was, I know everything there is to know about it now. And you know what you hear? You hear so many times when somebody tell you the most foolish thing you've ever heard, you know what they say? I read it. It is so, because I read it. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And pay attention to how God has wired you.
Yes.
How did God put you together? See, God has created you for a special purpose. So try to note how he put you together. Mm-hmm. If you're 3'4", he probably didn't set you out to be a professional basketball player.
Nope.
I mean, that's just chances are. You may surprise folk, but chances are you will not be. So don't go that way. So look how he has wired you. What is it that God has given you?
Yes.
We can stick with those things that, well, what did God, what is it that I can do for God? What am I equipped to do for God? Serve God faithfully with what you know.
Yes.
With what you have, and serve him where you are. Because you can't serve him with what you don't know.
That's right.
You can't serve him with what you don't have. You've heard that. Just wait until. And soon as I get over this, then I'm going to. But serve God where you are, because you cannot serve him where you are not. So each one of us have a gift that God has given us, a special gift that will fit into what God wants you to do. So stay attuned to how God has you wired. And then picking up from that for this week, we want to just concentrate this week on learning to hear God's directions.
All right.
Ask the question, and I want you to ponder when I ask this question, how do you hear from God? And you don't have to tell me. You need to think about it yourself. You just need to know, how do I hear from God? Is it when I go down on my knees and pray? Well, let me throw something out there. Most of the time, most of us praying, we don't really hear from God, because too many of us spend time, all that time praying, telling God what we want.
All right, now.
You can't hear from God when you running off at the mouth talking to him and telling him everything that you want and what you need and how fast you need it and Lord, I can't make it another day and a whole bunch of other stuff. Then you didn't hear anything that the Lord had to say. Some say, well, I meditate when I read the Bible and I meditate so that I can hear from God. And that's fine if you've learned to listen, but too many times we even read the Bible in the times that we don't go into the Bible trying to prove our point.
All right.
First of all, then we spend a lot of other time going in there looking for something and trying to make it say what we want it to say.
Yes.
And we spend 2 days trying to make that scripture, researching everywhere, trying to make that scripture say what I think it ought to say.
Yes.
So how do you hear from God? Some people say, I take a walk, I go out and commune with nature and I can hear from God. And certainly that's a way that you could hear from God.
If, yes.
Again, if you are listening,
yes,
to God. So the question I'm trying to just drill and go over and over again is, how do you hear from God? But in the meantime, continue to study and pray and even fast, watching from insights from God's Word and the Holy Spirit. Keep yourself open and attuned to God. Speak to me, Lord. I submit myself to you. I sacrifice myself. What we read this morning. My duty, my
reasonable,
that's what I'm looking for. My reasonable service. So sacrifice to God and just submit to Him. Because God will not tell you to do something that's against His righteous character, or contrary to the principles in His Word. He will speak. He'll tell you which way to go if you are submitted to Him. One thing you ain't got to worry about, you don't have to worry about getting in trouble by reading the Bible.
All right, then.
You won't get in any trouble, man, unless you go in there looking for trouble. Trying to make it say what it does not say. So learn to hear God's direction. Surrender your will to God. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. So surrender your will to God. Then give your heart to God. Then listen to your heart. Psalms 37, 4 and 5 says, delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. So give your heart to God, then listen to your heart. And the third thing in learning to hear God's direction, take a careful look at your circumstances. Take a careful look at your circumstances. Maybe God is trying to tell you something.
All right.
See, even Paul had to face closed doors in his ministry. Mm-hmm. That's because God often uses closed doors to show us clearly what He does not want us to do. By the same token, He also uses open doors at times to show us what He does want us to do. Mm-hmm. Too many times, I should have taken advantage when I had a chance. Mm-hmm. So of course this does not mean that every open door is definitely God's plan, but it does help to give you some basic direction.
Yes.
God often clearly demonstrates his plan for our lives by lining up circumstances in obvious ways. And he also shows us what his will is not for us in the same way. Mm-hmm. Keep trying to do the same thing over and over, and it's not working. The next time I try it, it's going to work. And you get the same results over and over. Maybe God is trying to tell you something. You see, life is a series of ups and downs, closed doors and open doors. That just seems so simple. So God is able to open doors that no man can shut.
That's right.
When God opens a door for you, when the whole world tells you this will never happen, and so when God opens the door, it surprises you, and you think that couldn't possibly be there, so I may hesitate, I may not go through that door,
yes,
because I don't see how it could possibly be open.
Yes. Yes.
It's no way. But when God opens a door,
yes,
no man can close it. And when God closes a door, I don't care how hard you try or who help you get, nobody can open that door if God desires for it to stay closed.
Yes.
Amen.
He even did that with Apostle Paul and those that were with him. Do you know your place in God's plan? Let me just walk through Acts. And now, when they, and I want you to note the word they, when they had gone throughout Phrygia and the region of Galatia, and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia. And nobody really knows how they were forbidden. It is nowhere recorded that the Lord came and appeared to them and just said, "I forbid you to go." But so no one really knows how Paul heard from the Lord. How did he hear? That's what we're talking about today. How did Paul actually hear from the Lord? Where was he at in his spirit that he could actually know that the Lord was forbidding them to go someplace?
Right.
And after they were come to Mysia, they are saved to go into Bithynia. You know how we do. We got plans to go. You can think of CLLC and where we were going and where we're going to go and how we think we're going to do stuff. So they had got together. They are saved to go into Bithynia. But the Spirit suffered them not. So how did the Spirit speak to them? The Spirit spoke to us at CLLC. We should relate to the scripture fully because the Lord has spoken to us so many times. This was not the first time that our building had been flooded. This was not the first time that we had to miss service.
Yes.
The place was flooded. Then he said, "Well, maybe if I drive a car through the front door, how loud do I need to be?"
All right.
Amen, brother. You shouldn't. how many times does God have to speak?
All right.
And how does he speak?
Mm-hmm.
What does he have to do that we might hear? And they, again, they,
mm-hmm.
passing by Mysia, came down to Troas. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. People call that the Macedonian call. It's when God spoke, and he said, it was clear to Paul that here's where you need to go. And I want you just to note, in that next verse where it says, and after he had seen the vision,
mm-hmm.
immediately,
mm-hmm.
what's he say?
Immediately. He said immediately.
But what's the word after immediately? Is it immediately? We.
We.
Up until that point, it was they.
Yes, yes.
You see it? Where the transition is, what he's talking about there is we now. So that comes from the author who's writing the book. So it said up until this point,
uh-huh.
it was they, that was Paul. And say that was Paul and them, but they were missing somebody.
All right now. Yeah.
God said, I know it's one more person you need to pick up. So I need to change your direction, because you need to pick up somebody else. You need to stop by and pick up Dr. Luke.
All right now.
All right.
Huh?
Because
now, then it says, we endeavor to go into Macedonia and assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for the preach the gospel unto them. You have to watch how God does God's plan, how God does things. He said, you don't know why I'm moving you. You don't know why we closed CLLC down where it was. You don't know why we are where we are, but you need to listen.
Mm-hmm. All right now. Yes. Yes.
See, the wisdom and greatness of God's plan was beginning to unfold.
Yes.
You see, in Paul's little mind, he wanted to reach a few cities in the region. He had it all figured out in Asia. He just wanted to reach a few cities. But God wanted Paul to reach a whole new continent.
Yes.
Ain't God something?
Yes, he's awesome, God.
You see, if they had followed their original plans, their work would have been confined to Asia Minor.
Yes, yes.
But as the Spirit closed that door, the missionaries continued to seek directions for their journey. CLLC? We need to be getting a little closer to the Lord. What is it that God wants us to do? Where is it that God calls us to do? What is our place in his plan? Hallelujah. God's providence. See, I don't propose to try to figure out all that God directed Paul as why he did it the way that he did, why he directed Paul like he did. I don't try to figure all of that out.
Yes.
But what I can see real easy is that God wanted Paul and his team to go to Troas.
Yes, yes.
And at a minimum, he wanted him to pick up Dr. Luke. Because God said no to Paul two times.
Yes.
Because he did that, we now have a book in the Bible called Acts.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, you wouldn't have it, because Luke would have been missing.
All right, then.
You'd also be missing the book of Luke.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So God had his plan. He wanted Paul and the missionaries to pick up Dr. Luke. Just bear with me a minute. I'm going to go someplace here. Not trying to say that when Paul was bitten by the snake, that he needed a doctor.
All right, now.
To overcome. I can't tell you that because the Bible don't say that, but we do know that he had a doctor with him.
Yes.
And you can look at any number of events that Paul went through where a doctor may have been needed, and the Bible may not say what the doctor did, but we do know that he had a doctor with him.
Oh, yes.
Because God directed him to go by Troas and pick up Dr. Luke. Hallelujah. So we need to learn to listen to what God has to say to us. How do I hear from God? How much am I going through now in life? I can look at faces around and I can look in the mirror and think about all of the things in my life.
Jesus.
Things that you say, I wish this had gone a different way. Now, what can I do now that I'm in this? What does this mean? How do I adapt to this? And how do I fix this? Or what can I do? And it's just any number of things that you go through in life. And everybody thinks that nobody knows and nobody cares. So I just keep that to myself. And I keep going to church Sunday after Sunday and put up with all of these things that are going through my mind. Maybe, just maybe, God is trying to tell you something. And maybe we don't look deep enough to. What is it, Lord, that you're trying to tell me? I have trials and tribulation. I've been scorned, the songwriter said. And sometimes you just feel like it's just you. Lord, why must I put up with this? And
all right.
Then, Lord, why is this happening to me? I go forward and I don't understand you. I go backwards and I don't understand you. I go left and I don't understand you. I go right and I don't understand you. Maybe I ought to just stay where I am and draw closer to you. Speak to my heart, Lord. What is it that God is trying to say to you? What is your place in God's plan? What is your place in God's plan? And no matter how tough the thoughts, the things that you're going through, just draw nearer to God and say, Lord, I don't understand. Make this make some sense. And stay there. Song I was listening to before we came out. Draw me closer.
Closer.
Closer, Lord. Closer than I've ever been.
Yes.
What does it mean, Lord? Speak to me. Listen. How do you listen to God? Let us us pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your patience with us. Thank you, Lord, for the challenges that you put into our lives that push us to you, Lord. That the trials and the tribulations that you do, Lord, that just draw us closer to you, Lord. If we would but listen and hear from you, Lord God, then you could make it all make sense. Thank you, Lord, for being so patient with us. Lord, right now we just submit to you.
Yes, we do, Father.
We submit to you, Lord, and we ask you to help any of our unbelief. Remove any doubts, Lord. And draw us closer and closer and closer to you, Lord. Change my heart, Lord. Make it like thine, Lord, that when I pray, I will pray for the desires of my heart, and they will coincide with yours. Speak, Lord. Your people listen. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.